There's we're getting some weird custom games. God, the one game from ZapCon that I want to talk about is the weirdest thing.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, the game. I need to just track this guy's website down. So this guy made a game.
Steven Day
is his name, and it is. I almost like don't want to talk about this because I feel like it's ruined somehow if anyone knows about it. He is a guy that works as. On the off chance that you're listening, Steven, I'm probably going to say some critical things about your games, but I'm so in love with everything that you're doing. I want you to know that. He works as an IT guy for one of the Native American tribes in Arizona, and it's like my sense is that it is an organization of maybe 30 people with like 5 computers, so they need an IT guy, but that IT guy needs to work like 1 minute a day. And so what he does with the rest of his time is he just makes weird games in JavaScript, like the kinds that you would make if you just had never seen anything else.
Like Candy Box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna ask him if he had played Frog Fractions, but then I was like, no, I actually shouldn't, because, like, the thing that he brings to ZapCon next year will probably be better and more original if he doesn't see that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm pretending like this guy, like, doesn't have access to the internet. Like, this is this ridiculous fantasy that I've built up in my head about where these things come from. The first time, he built a cocktail table that was a game that was called Anakmore Pac-Man, which Anakmore is the tribe that he works for. And it was just a Pac-Man clone that he had made in JavaScript, but that had some, like, power-ups. I think we talked about it on the podcast last year.
I don't remember.
It just had some power-ups that were sort of themed after some elements of the tribal mythology. So it very much felt like a, I don't know, like an NEA grant kind of game that you would make as like an educational thing. But, and I was like, well, okay, he's brought another game. I'm curious what it's going to be like, expecting it to be some like lofty thing. But it was a game called Fruity Pebbles, the game. And the first thing that happens is you start a game and it just plays in its entirety the Fruity Pebbles commercial where Barney walks in and says, I'm the master rapper and I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way. Like, just plays that. And then the rest of the game is you're Fred, and you can play co-op. You're just like a sort of 8-bit drawn Fred Flintstone sprite with your arms making fists, just pinwheeling around constantly. And just hundreds of Barney sprites come at you, all playing the same sound clip when they spawn. So it just becomes this like cacophonous, like
it sounds really good.
It's just like if
amazing.
If that Fruity Pebbles rap commercial was your least favorite thing in the world and you went to hell, this is what it would be. And so there's the level where it's just a bunch of those coming in, and then there's the second level, it changes things up slightly, and I don't remember exactly how. And then the third level, there's suddenly gravity, and you're on top of a platform, and there's lava underneath you, and there's a giant Barney that comes out of the lava, and you have to deflect other Barneys that are raining from the sky into that Barney to reduce its, like, boss health meter. Wow. And then you finally get a bowl of cereal in the ending cutscene, which is just the entire Flintstones theme song played out as you, like, walk back to your house, and then you just put the bowl on the sink where Wilma's doing the dishes, and then the game ends.
Good.
And it's... like, it's not actually that fun, and it's not, like, a good game. There's no fail state, and there's nothing, like... other than, like, it just being absurd on its surface, it doesn't really go anywhere, you know?
People were playing it the whole weekend.
Yeah.
It's compelling.
It's like the Wesley Willis of video games. It's like...
Good.
Man. I'm guessing that you can just play this online. Like, the thing is, if there was a little more to this, it would, like... sweep you're like Bennett Foddy's, and you're like, yeah. if it had just had like one like serious idea in it, like one thing that it was trying to say, but I love that it just didn't have anything to say. Presumably. I mean, maybe I'm just not getting it and Stephen Day is real sad, but there was also a competitive, there's a versus mode, which is just sort of, it was very badly balanced, but you're two Freds on either side of a line, and it keeps spawning in Barneys and also just rocks, and they both have the same sort of physics. Whenever you hit them, they just gain momentum away from you, and they'll bounce off the walls, and the rocks will kill a Fred, and the Barneys are just points, and the rocks like stun you, preventing you from scoring points for a while. So that's actually a pretty good game, except that it's like, it will spawn rocks in places where you cannot make them move without being guaranteed to hit yourself with them. Like, it doesn't, like, not spawn them close to walls and stuff. Like, there's just some, like, kind of polished things that are, I guess they just become obstacles. I mean, maybe there's more. Yeah, anyway, Fruity Pebbles is the game. I'm going to try to find a link to the website where you can also play, because they're just JavaScript games.
He won the Altered Beast
cabinet. Yeah, he won the raffle, so he got this like Altered Beast cabinet that Wes, the animator, fixed up.
I wonder if that's going to have an impact on what next year's game is.
Contributor giveaway, oh, yeah, that's man.
Good. That's good. Like,
Anok, more Altered Beast.
I was thinking about what you said about how you kind of want this guy to not have influences. Because the success of Candy Box led to that creator making a sequel that was basically the exact same game but bigger, which I thought was really not, which was kind of sad. And I think a lot of it, like that happened was due to the first game being very created very naively and come by very like honest and not with any intent to do anything in particular. And the second game was the intent to
capitalize on,
replicate the first game's experience. Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is, like, if this guy ever hits it big, then you should tell him about Frog Fractions.
Right. Right. To try to f*** him up so that it doesn't, so that he doesn't just like make another more video gamey version of the first thing.
Right. Or the other thing you could do is just like, just talk to him about philosophically where it would be interesting for him to take his games. Like, if you want you said you loved that it didn't have anything to say, but if you want him to create those sorts of games that are going to sweep the Foddies, so to speak, then
I need you to sweep the Foddy. I'll be disqualified.
Good. Then you don't necessarily like show him games, but you just have philosophical conversations about the sorts of things you could be doing.